if they saw you taking up with some tomboy girl on a farm. I don't see why it should make a great deal of difference what they would think, since they don't seem to be aware of my existence, or even yours, Auntie, said Pauline with twinkling eyes. She knew it was her aunt's dearest desire to get in with the Morgan Knowleses. Set a desire that seemed as far from being realized as ever. Mrs. Wallace could never understand why the Morgan Knowles shut her from their charmed circle. They certainly associated with people much poorer and of more doubtful worldly station than hers. The Markhams, for instance, who lived on an unfashionable street and wore quite shabby clothes. Just before she had left Colchester, Mrs. Wallace had seen Mrs. Knowles and Mrs. Markham together in the former's automobile. James Wallace and Morgan Knowles were associated in business dealings, but in spite of Mrs. Wallace's schemings and aspirations and heart burnings, the association remained a purely business one and never advanced an inch in the direction of friendship. As for Pauline,